Good morning. It's 6:58 a.m. on, what is it? It's Tuesday, September the 1st, 2020. After yesterday, it seems kind of quiet here this morning. Sorry about the audio quality. That was We were working off a splitter, and clearly the splitter did not like being jostled around. And clearly my microphone was not actually connected for some reason. I don't exactly know why, but the difficulty, of course, being that when we tested them, I'm standing looking into the phone, so, and standing right beside Dave, so... His mic picked me up just fine. It looked like my mic was picking me up, and it wasn't. So, between the clicking from all the wires banging against our bodies, the splitter, which did not do any of it, either of us, any favors, and the fact that we didn't catch it until I got home, and then I did what I could to clean it up in post-production. I did a lot more posts than I normally do. But I knew when I opened up the file that it was going to be a problem. I could see the waveform. Usually the waveform is pretty quiet, except when I'm actually speaking. And when the waveform is pretty busy, when there's a lot of baseline static on it and stuff, that's never a good day. But we had fun. I'm sorry for the audio quality. You can get out of it what you're comfortable with dealing with. It's hard to hear. It's hard to listen to. But it was... It was good to get out and even, you know, masked at a distance to talk to somebody who wasn't a family member about things that aren't family stuff or directly family stuff. So yeah, yesterday was an exciting day for me because it was the first time I'd had a guest on the podcast. Perhaps most disappointed because my first guest recording was so bad, but there it is. Good morning. Yeah, I like my sweatshirt. She said it's nice and cool this morning. She's wearing a big fuzzy sweatshirt. I'm in the gray one. It's lightweight. I'm working up a sweat inside. It was really chilly when I started, but a mile and a bit into the walk, I've got a little body heat going. So yeah, ambient temperature is 50 here, according to the official temperature. Backyard said 52. It's supposed to be 88 today, which is 4 degrees warmer than yesterday, according to the weather app. It doesn't. 88 is an approximation to begin with, so okay, close. It'll be almost 90 today by the time it's out, so almost a 40 degree span. But right now, yeah, it feels really good. September 1st. Let's see. I did get my words in yesterday, but it took me until like 9 o'clock last night. I got tied up with something in the afternoon. What did I get tied up with in the afternoon? I've lost track. There was something. I might have just been doom scrolling. I don't. I really don't remember right now. Oh, I changed my jeans. Didn't move my pocket junk over, so I don't have my handkerchief this morning. Shoot. Morning.
How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you.
This is funny. Referring to the people that I pass in the morning as the NPCs. That was just a new NPC. That was a tall, skinny guy with a ball cap. Not somebody I've seen before. Or if I did, it wasn't. I don't see him often enough to mark him. So anyway, yeah, yesterday afternoon did not result in what I had hoped for. I know what it was. I was going through the beta feedback for Dark Knight Station, and I've got that shoved over to Karen last night. Also, the cover artist that was working on that project came to the point where a lot of us are in terms of being creative during wartime. And I just couldn't pull it together. And I completely, completely understand that. I also, speaking of cover artists, I also got Jesse's final cover on Finwell Bay. So Finwell Bay will go up. Finwell Bay should go up this afternoon. It should go up tonight. I need to get my words in this morning. I want to try to get them in before 10 o'clock. So I'm walking now to get them put together. If I can get back, get another cup of coffee, get some tunes going. I need to change up my tunes. The electronic trance music has become too intrusive. I need to reset my music. So I can get, you know, 2,000 words this morning, do the final layout for Finwell Bay. I'm gonna have to do some graphics work for that, but then get Finwell Bay up. That'll be nice. That'll be the third book this year that I've published. And it's September. If I can get a cover for Dark Knight Station, I could theoretically get the fourth book out. I don't believe I'm going to get Hostage out. I need to spend some quality time with my co-author and see what we can do about changing the opening chapter. But I was talking, it may surprise some of you, although I doubt it, to learn that once we got back to the house and I shut off the recording, we stood in the driveway and talked for another hour and a half. And I was talking about the new Ishmael book, and Dave was really excited about it, so I think I'm onto something. We also were talking about the Wizard's Cat, and he liked that too. Good morning.
Good morning.
I love that woman's haircut. It's flat top with short sides, and it's really striking. It's puts me in mind of, is it Grace Jones? I think it's Grace Jones. So anyway, I gotta find a new cover artist. Get ready, say it with me. Monk Post. I don't think Dave knew what that meant yesterday. So I gotta get a new cover artist. I'm trying to find an artist of color. I'm trying to find somebody who's not in my normal silo to see if I can get a different aesthetic going for this next series. And I don't know exactly what that aesthetic is going to be. It needs to be science fiction, but this sort of cookie cutter science fiction. I look at Space Opera now and I see all the space stations. The space stations, if you squint your eyes and look, all the space stations look alike. They all look alike. There, most of them are extended vertically. A lot of them have really inefficient use of volume. The orbitals in the Golden Age, the CPJCT orbitals, are shaped like cans. They are round, but the decks in them are flat and perpendicular to the vertical axis because they have grab plates in them. They don't need to. And how do they work? I don't know. I don't care. Don't talk to me about that. How the fields work there, I don't know. It's the same ones that work in the ship. So if it works in a ship, it should work in a station. I'm sorry, that's right. It should work in a station. It should work in an orbital. It all should work the same way. So, yeah. Suspend your disbelief over the grav plates. And the grav trunks. And the grav pallets. And let's get on with the story. So, the aesthetic for all of the stations in the toehold space is the same. Some of it's a little more refined, but they all start life as empty cargo containers. A lot of them are the 100-meter bricks that go into barbells. A lot of them are just tractor cans, the 15 metric kiloton cans. I'm kitty. A lot of them are girders and sheet metal. So there's kind of a junkyard aesthetic. There's a sprawlingness about it. And they generally tend to be on one level. I mean, there may be two decks inside, but there's like one level. They're not spread up a spindle. They're not spinning around that spindle. So I want to see if I can find somebody who can give me a different aesthetic. Let's see how that works out. The pair of ladies are coming my way. Let me get out in the street here a little bit. Let them know they can have the sidewalk. Thank you. Nice out. They said something to me, but I couldn't hear it over the airplane. Something about how the jacket. It's nice out. I don't know if they recognized me yesterday because I had my shemagh on. So, well, I was dressed the same way yesterday except for the shemagh. Without being able to see my beard and my face, I'm not sure they recognize me. Because usually I'm alone, and yesterday there were two of us. The NPCs. So yeah, Dark Knight Station is with Karen. That'll be at least 2-3 weeks before she gets back to me. It's rough draft. It's the second draft. It's been smoothed out. I think we've caught most of the continuity errors. I had one place where I changed the name from Rachel to Olivia and forgot that there are places in the story where the girl's name becomes Rach instead of Rachel. So they were easy to find, but I just forgot to find them. So yeah, that was what I did yesterday afternoon. Instead of writing new words, I was patching together the old ones because I told Karen that she could have this manuscript today, yesterday, and I wanted to get it to her. I'm square with Podium for Finwell Bay. They've got the manuscript for narration. I know it's on Jeffrey's calendar for this month. I don't know where it is, but he should be picking that up probably in the next couple of weeks. Shoot, I need to go through and check and make sure I took out all the editor's notes. I'll do that this morning. I only need to find one, and I can delete them all at the same time. But Karen will comment and point out a word and say, sometimes she'll fix it and then give an explanation of why she fixed it. Sometimes she'll select it and suggest that I might want to think about doing something besides that. And sometimes it's just her amusement or enjoyment of the story. A couple of times in the past, not on this one, but a couple of times she's kind of snapped me upside the head. Said, no, this just ain't right. This just ain't right. You need to fix this shit. So yeah, I have to go through because I don't remember. I don't remember now if I took them all out. Anyway, I'm here. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.